This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the familiar music, the sound of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is on the air right now, featuring Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here, I was going to say to provide guidance, but I think that's actually Michael's job, guiding us through the top 10 stories as according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the research indicating the things that Michael's about to go through with the story list in mind and the people. All here at your service and on your side, Michael. Help yourself.
What do you know? What a week. It was a crazy week with so many stories overlapping and squeezing into the places. So we squeezed a bunch of them into the top 10 positions. At number 10, we have two stories. Both started as not appearing to be big talk radio stories, and they wound up by the end of the week as being big talk radio stories. One, Britney Spears case. That's started as a celebrity gossip case, and it's actually now a human interest and a human rights case, and it's very compelling. And that's tied with the late-breaking story on Thursday of the Florida condo collapse, which has turned out to be a compelling drama and a terrible, terrible ongoing tragedy as we head into the weekend. At number nine, Gavin Newsom faces recall. It's official. The details to be worked out, but he will be recalled, but he will probably survive. And the big tech censorship and accusation that their monopolies movement continues to gain momentum. At number eight, the New York City mayoral race tied with urban violent crime spike, and that's a big deal. At number seven, U.S.-China-Russia relations and the pullout from Afghanistan is having consequences already. At number six, the southern border crisis and immigration reform. At number five, the western heat wave and drought and climate change. At number four, the January 6th investigation, or investigations, I should say, election fraud claims and audits continues, and Rudy Giuliani was suspended from practicing law in New York State, which ties into all of that aforementioned stuff. The economy and the infrastructure at number three. Number two, the voting bill was blocked, and that ties into race relations. A lot of conversation about critical race theory, particularly on conservative talk shows on radio and television. And at number one, COVID-19 back in the number one spot, vaccines, goals, and the Delta variant. And there you have the top 10 story positions. The top 10 people positions at number 10, Britney Spears. At number 9, Gavin Newsom and Rudy Giuliani. At number 8, our dear friend Curtis Sliwa and Eric Adams. Those are going to be the two candidates, probably. Eric Adams, not yet official because they have this thing called rank choice voting now, and it takes a while to determine who
you understand how that works, by the way?
Yeah, I do. Maybe we can talk about it in a moment.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin at number 7, Kamala Harris at 6. She's heading to the, or headed to, depending on when you're listening to this, the border. Chuck Schumer at number 5, Joe Manchin at 4, Mitch McConnell at 3, Tony Fauci, the doctor, at 2, and Joe Biden, the president, at number 1. And there you go.
All right, wait a minute. You missed one. You missed the fact that Diane Warren, you know who she is, the Grammy Award-winning songwriter? She helped to save a cow that was on the loose in Los Angeles. Escaped from a slaughterhouse. The police chased it down about 7 miles north of the meatpacking plant. And she said she wanted to save the cow. So she did. How about that? That's something that's
big stuff. What did she do? She bought the cow?
Yes. Brought it to a sanctuary.
I'll be told. So the cow escaped. I don't know the story. The cow escaped.
There's a slaughterhouse in north of Los Angeles, and so there were some cows that got out, and the police basically chased them all down, and some of them got away out into the woods. One of them was surrounded by 3 police cars, and apparently Ms. Warren heard the story, so she said, "I'll take care of that cow. Don't send it back to the slaughterhouse." So that's what she did. She paid to have it moved to an animal sanctuary.
So who should be on the, should the cow be on the chart, or should she be on the chart?
Maybe, well, she is on, the cow story should be on the chart, and she would be in the people list, I would think, right?
Okay. All right, we'll have to reconsider this.
Exactly.
Well, I actually, you know, I think it's a compelling story. Of course, we're kidding about it being on the chart because it wasn't talked about that much.
Right.
It's a great story.
It is a compelling story.
One that affects you. You run a cow sanctuary.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk the walk as well as talk the talk, as the saying goes. And, you know, I'm kind of into that type of thing as well.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought it up.
All right, well, number three, I want to spend a minute talking. I want to put these two things together, though, in a serious way. Number three is the economy. People are, you've probably been out to dinner, I've been out to dinner, most everybody listening to this program has been out to dinner over the last couple of weeks, and they've noticed that everything is way more expensive than it had been either during the pandemic or before the pandemic. For example, the cost of a steak at the Harris's restaurant. Do you know that in San Francisco?
I don't know Harris's restaurant, but I know that the cost of food has gone up. Yeah,
price of a steak $56 with two sides in a restaurant. So and people are blaming it on the farmers. Oh, of course the farmers, they're the bad guys. No, the farmers aren't getting any of this. There are four major meat packing houses or companies in the country, and they're the ones that are slicing and dicing. Plus, in connection with number five, the drought in California, there's no water, therefore there's no feed, or if you bring importing feed into California, very expensive.
Yeah.
There it is. That's it. And the farmer is not gouging anybody. If anything, the farmer's getting it in the shorts because of the control of these four big packing companies, one of which is owned by the Chinese government. So
there's a lesson to be learned, and that is the farmer and the cowman should be friends.
Yes.
I don't know where I pulled that out of the air. But
yeah, that's very good, though. I like that.
Okay.
The farmer and the Dell, perhaps. All right,
the farmer and the cowman should be friends from Oklahoma.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not going to sing a chorus of it, though.
No, we're probably. Not.
No, probably not. All right, here's a chorus of support for those of you who are losing weight. This is all about support to keep you going, to keep you positive, to keep you seeing, I'm getting results. I'm very happy about this. And the reason that people are optimistic is because they figured out how Calotren works. Calotren. Message for everybody around the country listening to this weekend is that you can have success, and many of you have had success losing weight. Congratulations. That's great. Now, the question, the challenge, is how do you keep it off? And this is the number one way to do it, the all-natural way. You don't have to be on a crash diet or anything, take drugs. Just take Calotren, four capsules before you go to bed every night. It helps to rebuild your body. That's really what's so super about this. And this product came onto the marketplace 24 years ago, put together by a doctor and three of his nurses. It's made in our country, certified by the FDA. And you're not going to have, when you buy it, you're not going to have those annoying monthly recharges. I'm going to send you more every month. When you want more, you order more. You order it by going to toploss.com. And use the DJV code so you can buy as many as you want, get as many, let's say you buy five, you get five free. So there are all kinds of support there, plus people on the line. You can chat back and forth as to the advice they may have for you in your particular circumstances. Feel free to take advantage of that. All there to serve you and help you keep that weight off the natural way. Do Calotren, do yourself a favor, do the Calotren method. Toploss.com, the website. When you check out, no shipping and a free month supply using the code DJV.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen. Available on select models.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the MySlippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. All right, 18 after this, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. All right, so we were talking about number eight, the two men there on the people list, Curtis Sliwa and Eric Adams, and I asked you about rank choice. And so, but first, Curtis Sliwa, well-known New York talk radio personality. He's been on the air in New York, what, 25 years? How long
Very
has
long
Curtis
time.
Been on the air?
I think longer than 25 years.
Is it?
And he's been a figure in New York culture as the founder of the Guardian Angels.
Right.
Kind of a legal vigilante group. I mean, they work in conjunction with the police. And
so what's he really like?
He's a character. He's a funny guy. He's a shticker. He walks the line between being an entertainer and a comedian and a showman and being a serious issues guy who, through satire and through shtick and through his crazy lifestyle, he's been in the newspapers with his personal life and his wives and his... He's a character.
Yeah.
Wears a red beret and a red sateen jacket. Yeah. So, sort of like a costume. I had lunch with him once, and I felt I was having lunch with Spider-Man, this crime fighter that ever, hey, Curtis. I actually felt I was having lunch with Superman or Spider-Man. Uh-huh. And he ran for the Republican gubernatorial nomination, and he won in a landslide. Mm-hmm. His opponent to be, the likely candidate will be Eric Adams. It's not official yet because there's a thing called ranked choice voting, which is a new system by which you list a number of your favorite candidates, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm not sure how many, and then that's taken into consideration to come up with an ultimate answer. So it's a little bit of a tricky situation.
It is.
But
will
Curtis win? The prevailing wisdom says no, too many Democrats in the city, but I think he has a shot.
I do too, actually. 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Lots of focus on people this week, as it should be, with all these names on the people list. We'll go through some of those. I want to go back for a second with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. You were in the middle of sort of a discussion about Eric Adams and Curtis Sliwa and how it all works. With the voting that is
ranked choice voting.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever voted in a circumstance.
There have been very few of them. It's a new thing. Mostly San Francisco has been experimenting with it in Nancy Pelosi's district, but now it's in New York. And it's a way of coming up with some type of order and reason when you have a field of 15 candidates and nobody's going to get a majority. But by applying secondary and tertiary credit to different candidates, they're able to come up with more of a meaningful number in terms of what's acceptable to most people. That you say, okay, I want Adams first, and I want Smith second, and Jones third, and McCoy fourth. Then it comes up to some kind of a meaningful number, as opposed to the winner getting 15% of the vote. It's more it's more reasonable, but people
is
don't
it
understand.
Legal?
It
is it constitutional?
Point. Oh, certainly, please. Yeah. Anything can be challenged, but I don't see any constitutional problem because it's just a method. It's as constitutional as the Electoral College or any other cockamamie scheme that we have in trying to figure out how to have an accurate representation of the people's will, It ain't so easy, is it?
No, certainly isn't. That reminds me, what begs comment this week are the announcement of some of the rulings that have come down this term from the Supreme Court. And the way they've come down, the number that have been heavily on one side, like it would be either all voting for some of this stuff or almost all of them voting for it. And it kind of flies in the face of all the politicians or the kind of grousing on talk radio programs about how they're trying to stack the, when Trump put those people in, they're all going to be conservatives and they'll ruin the court. Somebody gets added, they're not doing that. They're not doing at all what people expected them to do, right?
Yeah, well, because they're now lifetime members of the court and they're saying, hey, I'm not loyal to Trump. I'm not loyal to anybody. I'm a Supreme Court justice. And they're showing that they're loyal to the principles of law and the principles of the Constitution that they have sworn to uphold. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. I'm glad to see that you know, once they get in there, they're not as partisan. I don't know if I'm a big fan of lifetime appointments. The whole purpose of that was to keep Supreme Court justices above politics. They sort of are not above it, but more so, as you pointed out, than we expected.
Yeah, right. And like everything else, though, how are we going to deal going forward with the politicization of everything? Is it good for talk radio? Is it good for America? Because there are a lot of people who are looking at what's going on and they shake their heads thinking, can we make any decision? Can we talk about anything? Look at COVID and how that became politicized to the point of it really affecting the outcome of what happened in a lot of people's lives.
I think that the politicization of everything is dangerous, and it makes us lose sight of our principles. It makes us seek victory at the expense of truth. And if we don't have any bipartisan or any kind of compromise or any kind of commonality, we can't be a nation. You know, the old saying, united we stand, divided we fall. We will surely fall. So, no, we've got to learn how to separate what's common sense, what truths are self-evident, as it pointed out in the Declaration, and how to rise above partisanship when it is for the common good. We don't do that right now, and that's dangerous.
You know, I was just thinking about the East and West Coast and how much of our focus often is on that. We're talking about Curtis Sliwa running for, perhaps even being elected mayor of, and what a character he is, mayor of mayor of New York. And then you look at Caitlyn Jenner possibly becoming the governor.
Very, very, very small possibility.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying is these characters, man, they're all over the place.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of George Floyd wants Congress to pass a package of police reform bills. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has already begun working on it. In Minneapolis, former officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced after being convicted of murdering George Floyd earlier this year.
22 and a half years is not enough. We were served a life sentence. We can't get George back. Gianna can't hug George again.
George Floyd's nephew, Brandon Williams. Family attorney Ben Crump also spoke.
Real justice in America will be black men and black women and people of color will not have to fear being killed by the police just because the color of their skin.
Chauvin still faces federal charges of using excessive force and violating George Floyd's civil rights. This is USA Radio News. After weeks of criticism, Vice President Kamala Harris visited the U.S.-Mexico border for the first time since taking office, calling for a solution to the root causes of immigration. Harris went to El Paso, where she toured the Border Patrol station and met with faith-based homeless and legal immigration advocates. She told reporters that she met with five young Central American girls at the El Paso Processing Center. She said, "They asked me, how do you become the first woman vice president?" She said their approach has to be thoughtful and effective because we're talking about children. Harris was accompanied by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Senator Dick Durbin, and Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, who represents the El Paso area. In March, President Biden appointed Harris with leading his administration's effort to stem increases in migration from Latin America to the southern U.S. border, including thousands of unaccompanied minors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of June 21st to the 25th. Doug Steffen here with my friend Michael Harrison for this last week of June. The time, ever think about time? It's, I don't mean this to sound like an episode of The Twilight Zone, but think about how the time just seems that we're already at the 4th of July, Michael.
Yeah, it's going faster and faster, and everybody seems to be experiencing that phenomenon.
Yeah,
it's, you know, we talk about it. We've all talked about it all our lives,
mm-hmm.
and but it's a very real perception. And of course, there's two schools of thought on it. One is that simply as you get older, each parcel of time is a smaller percentage of your experience, so it seems to be faster and shorter. The other theory is that the universe is expanding at an exponential rate, and space and time are connected. That maybe time is going faster, mm-hmm. and that we collectively are experiencing it, but we can't wrap our brains around it.
We can't wrap our brains around most of the stuff that is like the UFO stuff. You know, what do we? There really are UFOs. I believe in that. Do you believe that there really are UFOs?
I believe there are unidentified flying objects. Yeah, you know, or you know, things that people are seeing.
Aliens
there.
Are here.
I don't know if they're aliens. I seriously doubt anybody is going to fly to this planet on a vehicle from those gigantic distances and come and fly around in our atmosphere and taunt planes and things. I just don't see that as realistic.
Yeah, really? What happened to remember the movie, the television show V, where all the people were actually from another planet and they were
reptiles.
Snakes that forked tongues, yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, but I mean, I do believe there's life. I believe there's life out there. I think scientifically it would be shocking if there weren't, based on the numbers, based on what we know. And there's reason, perhaps, why we haven't encountered any, because of the vast size of the universe, both in terms of space and time. There might have been civilizations that were a million years ago, or a million years from now, and a million light years away. So it's hard, you know, it's like being on a desert island and going, where is the city? You know, well, there is no city there, but there's a bigger world. But I just don't think that they would be coming here in rickety vehicles. I think that they would have transcended, you know, mechanics. They're not going to be driving, you know, with a steering wheel and a gas pedal. Okay, we're at Earth. You know, it's just not going to be that way. It's possible they're interdimensional, that they're not from far away, that they're just from a different dimension, which is part of the multi-universe theory, the multiverse theory. And that's possible, too, that there are all these parallel universes that are just like on a radio dial. One little spin of the dial, different frequency, and you have a whole different thing occupying the same space.
That was what that TV show that starred my friend Jonathan Tucker, the show was called Debris. And it was on for a season, and they didn't really kind of know what to do with it after the first season, because there were too many things in it that made too much sense and scared people.
Well, at least they didn't know what to do with it after one season, as opposed to leading us on for decades with the X-Files and never giving us a payoff.
Right.
That was a tragedy.
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. What an outrage that was.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, NASA is being told by scientists they need to update their radiation limits for the astronauts. Because if you send somebody out on a long duration mission to places like Mars, what are they going to be exposed to? That's one of the things that hasn't been much discussed, but it's got to be a reality, right? All the cosmic rays and
space is dangerous. Space is extremely dangerous for the human animal, for humanity. And it's a problem. On a lot of levels, there's the radiation, there's the effects of you know, no gravity. It makes your muscles, become useless.
Atrophy.
And other issues as well, psychological issues. It actually affects your DNA.
Yeah, and then women who go into space have a problem reproducing, apparently. Female astronauts face different sort of problems than men do. And I'm going to use that as a tie-in to the Britney Spears discussion. Number 10 this week on both the people list and the story list is the story Britney Spears going to court. I don't know how much of that you followed. It was pretty tragic, actually, when you get down to
it. Yeah, very compelling. I pity her. People are pitying her. Her story is compelling. She's basically been a slave, and she's a grown woman, and she's still under the control of what she portrays as a very cruel father.
A woman in this time being told that she can't control her own body, that she can't take an IUD out because the conservatorship doesn't allow it. That is, her father doesn't allow it. How do these things even happen? That's the thing.
People are capable of very cruel and unjust behavior. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we're stuck in that situation where we have to deal with being human, and human beings are very complicated.
And are there too many of us?
Are there too many of us? that's a loaded question. Overpopulation. Overpopulation can be problematic, but I don't necessarily want to offer a solution to it.
Oh, shuck.
Well, I mean, you know, think about what that implies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. It's deep stuff. The condo thing. I think we started talking about this on the air. We were talking about it on the air, off the air, because of the situation down there. I wonder what it'll do to people who want to buy places down there. You have a place.
Scary.
Similar.
I have a place my Florida home is a similar type of a situation. Mm-hmm. And we're going through major construction right now that has been a pain in the butt. And then you think about, how do people really know how strong a building is? I got to tell you, having lived in Manhattan, I don't know how Manhattan operates. It's so convoluted in terms of tunnels and wiring and old.
Control. When you go into Penn Station, look at this. That's been like that for 100 years or more.
Exactly. I mean, who's maintaining every nut and bolt? So, you know, the feeling is that the infrastructure, when we don't stay on top of these things, and we can't economically or just from a standpoint of the complexity of it, you never know if the ground beneath your feet is going to cave in or something over your head is going to fall on you.
I'm just thinking about Penn Station and that the tower is a big skyscraper built on top of Penn Station.
Yes.
And again, when you go into, if you ever go into or out of New York City on the train, and you look around, if you can see, it's dark for the most part, but
there's wires hanging down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And water dripping. People living in perhaps, you know, underground apartments, the mole people. I mean, there are people that live underground in major cities because they can't be policed. They steal electricity from long cords to, you don't know who's living behind the wall. But just in terms of bringing this back to reality, yeah. An apartment building was built with different codes back in the 80s or the 60s, and it's gone through hurricanes, it's gone through floods, it's gone through wear and tear, and maybe cheesy maintenance, you know, contractors that skimp on what they promise, it adds up, and all of a sudden, boom, a building collapse. Can you imagine the sheer terror of having, you know, you're sitting in your apartment, you think you're secure, and all of a sudden, the whole world collapses around you?
Yeah,
terror.
Literally. Yeah. Okay, so then let's play that into the number three story, the infrastructure bill that's before the bipartisan infrastructure deal. That isn't really, because after they all congratulated themselves this week, hey, these Republicans, these Democrats, they got together, we've agreed on how much to spend, and then Joe Biden says when he leaves the meeting, well, yeah, we're going to maybe do that if they go along with the appropriations bill, having the rest of the money in that. And you know, that in talk about slanted news, there's not one word in the New York Times story. It's all about how great Biden is and how he brought the Republicans together, and there's going to be this bipartisan bill. Not one word in there about the fact that the bill really is only part of it. The rest of it goes into the rest of the money. This is how these guys do stuff. You talk about being slick and the public doesn't really know it, depending on how you look at, you know, what your news source is. Certainly, it's very one-sided, but this is, you know, people are celebrating, wow, this is great. Finally, we've got a bipartisan. It's not that at all, right?
I don't know. You bring up a very good point, but I don't know how it's going to play out. Sometimes moving in the right direction, even though it's compromised and full of all kinds of shady, you know, subplots where the money goes here, the money goes there, sometimes that's better than nothing happening.
So, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
There's a reality to, you know, greasing the skids to keep the machine operating. But no, I don't know how it's going to play out. You bring up a very good point. And one of the things is, when you do get objective news that doesn't have any kind of slant, a lot of people are not equipped to be able to interpret it. That's why they want people to give them opinion first and then work that into fact, as opposed to fact into opinion. It's a very fascinating process.
Yeah, and then what are the facts? There we go, back and forth. I'll give you the facts about one thing, and that is the way for you to enjoy gluten-free products like great cookies, breads, rolls, buns, that sort of thing, is to go to ebonsbakehouse.com, E-B-A-N-S, ebonsbakehouse.com, and avail yourself of the choices. Yummy cookies. And these, the only difference between these and other cookies, they don't have any gluten in them. So they have any preservatives, so you got to keep them in the refrigerator or the freezer. But the taste, I just had one, as a matter of fact, a few minutes ago. These are yummy products, hamburger buns that you want to enjoy this time of year. Who wants to have a hamburger without a bun? And yet, if you have a gluten intolerance, you can't find buns to enjoy the hamburger with. Not so anymore. Go to ebonsbakehouse.com and check out this. Choose the hamburger buns or the dinner rolls or whatever else is there that appeals to you. Try it. Use the DJV code for a big discount when you check out. And then if you don't like them, you get your money back. I think you're going to love them, though. It's a really wonderful alternative to some of the things you're told are gluten-free in the store and they turn out not to be. This is the real deal at ebonsbakehouse.com. The story list from Talkers Magazine for the week of June 21st to the 25th includes at number 10 the focus on Britney Spears. She's actually number 10 on the people list as well. At number 9, the recall in California. And number 8 has the mayoral. Some politics or people running for their offices in 8 and 9 would go together, I think, in that circumstance. Number 7, the story of our relationship with China, especially when it comes to food, the realities of how much food they're controlling in our country. The immigration problem at 6, the heat wave and the drought, what that's doing to the cost of food. Number 5, the investigation into election fraud, that sort of thing. Number 4, the economy is 3. The voting bill, number 2, and COVID is number 1. This week on the story list at Talkers.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number 1 HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number 1 ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
At Talkers.com, you can find the list of the people. Also find the lists at DJVShow.com and on our social media, Twitter and Facebook especially. Britney Spears comes in at number 10 on the people list. Number 9, Gavin Newsom. At number 8, the two mayoral candidates who made it through the ranked choice primary, Curtis Sliwa, Republican, Eric Adams, the Democrat. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, number 7, Ms. Harris, Vice President Harris at 6, Chuck Schumer, the dealmaker, is 5, I guess Joe Manchin, number 4, he's the dealmaker. Mitch McConnell is 3, Dr. Fauci is 2, he still is holding on, a lot of people are calling for his resignation, and maybe that's appropriate. At number 1, Joe Biden. Is he responsible for bringing the Republicans and the Democrats together? That's one of the big questions, and perhaps the answer will play out in the next week or so. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, quick plug for the interview this week, Bill O'Reilly, right? That's what you have
an
image
interview.
Bill
O'Reilly recorded at Hofstra. It's a great one-on-one with Bill O'Reilly. We talk about the Trump tour, and it's nhinterview.com.
He's a character man, O'Reilly. All right, Michael, thank you. 10 before the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now continuing with Stephen J. Wiseman, who is our legal expert, Professor at Bentley University. I like to have him go through some of the things that are on the list and give us his legal opinion. There's a business in the business of tech monopolies. I wanted to ask you about the bill that's been introduced. Actually, there are five of them to unwind the monopolies that Apple and Amazon and Facebook and Google have. Apparently, Congress is sending a strong signal. Can they do it? Can the Justice Department regulate, or the Federal Trade Commission or whomever? Can they get these guys back to basics?
It's a resounding maybe. And the reason for that is that when we look at antitrust law, and it would have to be a violation of antitrust law to kind of break up and limit these companies. The big thing is it isn't enough to have a monopoly. The key element is it has to be a monopoly that harms consumers. And this has been an argument that has actually been fairly successful by some big companies, including some tech companies in the past. You know, they will say even, you know, forget about harming consumers. We are providing services that are free to consumers. Of course, if you believe that it's totally free, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to tell you.
Yeah.
And in fact, there are a lot of aspects to that. But there is a significant argument that they can bring. And quite frankly, I look at this Supreme Court, which becomes, kind of difficult to guess. Some of these new justices aren't as predictable as you might think.
Right.
I don't think it would be a slam dunk to be splitting up some of these major tech players. However, you know, I think tech is smart enough to see the shot across the bow maybe agree to some kind of limitations.
Right. Okay, you mentioned the Supreme Court, how they are not doing what a lot of the politicians on either side thought they were going to do. That brings us around to the announcement of a lot of the cases they've worked on during this session as they end the session for their summer recess. So what do you make of a couple of interesting ones came down this week, the announcement of them, but in general, this court this season, Steve?
Yeah, you know, I'm finding it pretty interesting. You know, one of the things is that you look at Justice Roberts and particularly how he has been very, very strong in regard to not having the court be, as he would see it, too political. I think the case that came down about a week ago dealing with the Affordable Care Act, in which it wasn't so much that the Affordable Care Act withstood the challenge. The challenge being made by Texas and some of these other states legally was not particularly strong. But what got me was the tone of the opinion and the fact that it was an overwhelming opinion of the court. That I thought was pretty interesting. Same thing more recently, there was a case having to do with free speech for a 14-year-old cheerleader dealing with some social media. Now, this supposed conservative court unanimously came out in favor of her rights as a student to free speech. So they are, you know, they're not as doctrinaire as one might think. And, you know, frankly, we look at the Supreme Court cases and some of the real contested ones, but quite frankly, there are a lot of cases where these jurists agree. So I think this court will not be quite as predictable as people think, and that's probably good.
Good thing. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Britney Spears and that legal mess. How in the world was that allowed in the first place? How does something like that happen where somebody's an adult and their rights are taken away from her? She wasn't that. She's obviously not that crazy.
You know, I got to echo what you're saying, Doug. It beats the hell out of me. I have not been in any of the courtrooms where these cases have gone on over the years. That being said, you're absolutely correct. A conservatorship where a court appoints a fiduciary to take over someone's management of all of their finances is a very, very unusual and strong thing that you find where someone has dementia or whatever. Making bad decisions is not enough. And so I'm both startled that it has gone on this long, and I'll be curious to see what they eventually come up with an opinion. Quite frankly, with the information that I have, I don't know how they can't throw this out and get rid of that conservatorship.
The whole thing. Yeah, exactly. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.